Green Pack Heist Corporation. If you can dream it, we can scheme it. Hey, khakis. What's up? Sure. I got a minute. Hang on. Let me get somewhere quieter. Yeah, den's kind of packed tonight, but we've got spare rooms for a reason. Okay, there we go. What can I do for you? I have in the past, but commission work hasn't really been a regular thing since I started at the shop. I could make an exception, though. Are you finally asking me to fix your wardrobe? Oh my god, I didn't think this day would come. No. No, nothing. Nothing. I'm just really proud of you. Relax, I'm just poking fun. What do you got for me? Miss Diane, right. I've heard Claire mention her every now and again, but I haven't met her myself. Aww. That's really sweet of you. What kind of garment did you have in mind, and when is her birthday exactly, so I know what timeline I've got to work with? Oh, with that kind of time, I can make her a full seasonal line, no problem. Yeah, I'll do it. It'll be nice to make a custom design that doesn't need fur sewn in. I'll explain it later. But I will need some general size information and some insight on colors. Oh, don't sweat that right now. We'll talk price once we agree on the design, but don't go taking out a loan in advance. I'll give you the pack discount. Obviously. I've got some swatches of fabric in my workroom. We can set up a time that you can come to my place, so I'll bring them to the den, and you can get a closer look at the textures we can work with. Hang on a second. What the hell is going on?
Beth? It's Claire. We need you!
Shit. Gotta go.
Now!
Zariah and Mikey just left. I'm gonna try to get everyone home for the night. The hell? Hazel, give me a second. Khakis, what are you doing here? Yeah, we're about the furthest thing from all right. It's a pack thing, so can you... You know what? Fuck it. Evie, can you catch them up to speed? I gotta handle things on the line.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I'm back.
Come on, let's go to the dining room.
Yeah, they just showed up. I was on the line.
It's been awful. And we were having such a good night. No, the pack came over for a run this afternoon, and they'd all come back to the den to cool down. Knight went to get a spare shirt after shifting, and Tristan thought they were coming back through the door, so he wanted to pull a prank by shifting and jumping on them. They do it all the time. No one thought twice about it. Mm-mm. No, it was Claire. He didn't have time to pull back and ended up tackling her. It triggered a really bad panic attack. We tried helping, but everyone crowding around just made it worse, and then she just shut down. It was like she went hollow, and then she walked out the back and into the forest. I heard her shift once she was past the tree line, but she hasn't come back yet.
And there's a good chance she won't for the rest of the night.
Beth, how's Isla?
Isla is fine. More confused on why they left so quickly, but she didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ro just texted. They got Tristan home safe, but the guilt's making him sick. Dad's gonna go over and check on the two of them later.
I know he didn't mean it.
No, but the damage is done regardless. I haven't seen her that bad since the trial. Khakis, I'm not sure how much you know, but I think you can put together enough for yourself right now. Oh, here we go. Night. Everyone else leave? Good. Get in here. Might as well make this a meeting.
What?
Don't be stupid. You're not going after her. None of us are.
Sweetheart, I think Beth's right.
Come. We have spent 5 years slowly breaking down walls, and in an hour, they've all gone back up with reinforced cement. No, it's the same reason we haven't seen her like this in the first place. She can't let us see, not in her mind. And the fact that we all did. I know you understand more than anyone, but this isn't about matching trauma to trauma. Oh, and you think I like it? I'm her best friend. She ran off more than 20 minutes ago, and according to Genevieve, she's shifted. She could be anywhere on the territory, and the only way for us to track her down would be in our wolf forms. Having a wolf, no matter who it is, hunting her down in a dark forest is the last thing she needs.
What? Yeah. Oh.
Khakis, what?
I mean, they are a forest ranger, and you led the search party for that hiker last month, didn't you? Yeah, see? Oh.
Come on. Oh, God. But Evie, can you please get that? It's probably Dad checking in.
Yeah, of course.
Night. Oh. Well, shit. If that doesn't make you an honorary pack member, I don't know what will. Okay. Can we?
What? Jesus, how many oaths are you going to make them swear by?
Yes, they promise. Now, go take a breather with Genevieve. Your stress lines are getting stress lines. Yeah, go. Yeah, of course they're worried. The pack hasn't had to deal with something like this in a while. But it could be a lot worse. Yeah. Knight's attitude, for one. If this had happened a year ago, they would have shifted and run after her without listening to anyone, and then God knows what that would have led to. The fact that Knight's willing to let you go out there on your own speaks volumes. But they weren't wrong. You're not looking for a hiker. You're looking for a wolf. One who's in a lot of pain right now and who's doing everything in her power to cover it up. Up to and including aggression. Good answer. Now, I know you've never had a problem handling Claire before. No, you don't have to. Whenever you find her, just take care of her, okay? That's all I'm asking. Yeah, you should. Good luck. Knowing you, though, I don't think you'll need it. Yeah, right out there. Of course, it would be you. I thought me going into the forest would have been enough of an implication that I want to be left alone. I'm fine. I don't need a keeper. You can go back to the den and tell everyone I'll be back soon. I just need some time alone. Or better yet, go home. Everyone? They all left. No, of course they did. I wouldn't want to stick around after seeing that disaster either. I don't know why. It's for the best. Yeah, better they go home than sit around waiting. What? I don't know. A few minutes? It hasn't been that long. No, I just left. I can't remember. It usually doesn't take this long. This! All of this! Normally it passes after a few minutes. I'm always fine. After a few minutes, after every nightmare, every episode, I do my breathing, five senses, every grounding exercise in the book, and if those don't fix it, then I run until I can't think about it anymore, and it works, but now it's not. Do not tell me what I need right now. Don't you dare. I have handled this on my own every single time. I will not go backwards. I just need a minute, or another mile, or... God. If everyone left, then Tristan's probably freaked out. I need to call him. I need to call everyone and apologize. I must have scared everyone. They were all right there, and I couldn't keep it together. I can do it. He was just right there, and I almost... It was so fast, and I... Ah! Of course I'm angry! I spent how many years doing everything in my power to show everyone that I belong in this position, that I can handle it. Every decision I've made has been to prove that I can protect them, and I can't. I have been through hell. I have fought tooth and nail to keep my family together, made alliances with some of the most powerful people in the world. I've had a gun pointed to my head, and even then, none of it scared me even half as bad as a stupid prank. Years of work, and I crumbled the second a wolf jumped in my direction. It's pathetic. I can't go back. I can't go back to not being able to close doors again, or back to everybody looking at me like I'm some shattered glass figurine being held together by scotch tape. Just a broken shell that everyone needs to tiptoe around because they're scared of what I'll do.
Maybe they weren't, but they used to. And God only knows they will now. Now they'll see that any progress I made was for nothing. I was just fooling everyone to think that I was getting better. Just tricking them into thinking I was that I wouldn't. It's been 5 years. It's been 5 years. I should be fucking better, but I'm not. So fast, I didn't recognize him at first, and I could have heard him. He was like I was right back in that place all over again, and I just wanted to do anything to get him away, to get them all away. I don't want to hurt anyone. I'm supposed to protect them. What if I can't? What if I can't protect them? Yeah, I'm okay. I don't want to go back yet. I know. I know I'm just thinking worst case scenario and they're all just worried about me, but I... Thank you. I'm sorry you had to come all the way out here. Since when do you give orders? Fine. Agreed. No sorries. Where are we? Actually, I'm way too tired to guess. Just lead the way. Yeah, I'm okay to walk.
We're not on Pack territory, are we? I don't recognize this. This This isn't on any of the park maps. How long have you known about this place? Oh, yeah, makes sense. If a ledge on a mountain was advertised to the public, it'd only be a matter of time before it'd have to be closed off for safety. Yeah, I think I can keep a secret. Oh, it's gorgeous. It'd be easier to sit with a blanket, but sure. No, I never learned much about them. My roommate in college was obsessed with astrology, but I don't think that really counts. Okay. No, I can't. Right, is it that one? The one with the two underneath it that are really close. Yeah, I actually do. Isn't that the one with the belt? Yeah, Orion. The belt is usually all I can see. Thank you. No, thank you for all of this. For finding me, letting me be human, I guess. I know that was a lot, and I'm okay. Okay, I won't. I feel better. Not good yet, but I will be. Could you show me more? Yeah, I'd really like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it. That one up there? The really bright one. Oh, I can't see where you're pointing. Okay, yes. The one to the left. Yeah. It does not look like that.